Advancing cautiously into the constellation's crystal energy chamber, Sarek extended a glowing hand in front of him, scouting for any signs of danger. As he moved deeper into the pipe-filled room, Snowmantle's elaborate power collection system hummed with active magic. Golden sparkles surrounded each of the power rods, except a dark, crooked one closest to Lyra's gray-skinned corpse.
Lyra.
Sensing no immediate threat, Sarek fell to his knees by the victim's side and placed a guiding hand over her lifeless eyes. All around him, the empathic high priest could feel negative emotions that the nether spawn had left in its wake. By all appearances, the dark creature was no longer in the room, but the cleric feared that it could return at any moment. Meanwhile, Telnor placed a hand on the pommel of his rapier to quell his nerves. Although at times sailors saw death in the line of duty, Lyra's unnatural means of death made him very uneasy. "What could do such a thing?" the disturbed boatswain uttered. The empathic cleric could sense the sailor's growing anxiety. There was something palpable in the air, a foreboding feeling he could not describe, as though death itself were watching them. Sarek's hair on his neck suddenly stood at attention. The corners of the power chamber grew dark. The high priest rose. He drew Telnor close to him as he scanned the room with his eyes wide alert.
"Stand close to me, Telnor. The Light of Thane will protect you,"
Sarek assured the young Solaran confidently, while soul-chilling whispers arose all around them, like the ones the expedition had heard in the cavern. Even the glow from the crystal power rods dimmed, and the sound of their hum grew faint. Like an oppressive cloud of burning hatred, the supernatural creatures assailed the empathic Solaran with a barrage of negative feelings. The high priest could sense the dark spirit's anger growing by the second. Yet he remained focused and in control. Smoky waves of shadow grew increasingly opaque all around the two men as a feminine silhouette coalesced at the edge of the darkness. The haunting image reached out pleadingly toward the men as though it was an agony. It was Lyra's exact likeness.
"Sarek, look! She's suffering!"
cried the boatswain, moving to aid her.
"Get back, Telnor!"
Sarek barked sharply.
"That's not Lyra!"
As the high priest pulled the young Solaran back, the silhouette hissed, and its eyes flared bright red in ire. The dark phantom's hands grew into long claws, and its face twisted into a monstrous expression.
The fast-moving nether spawn circled the pair like a hungry predator. It narrowly missed each man with a vicious claw slash. Although the high priest was unaffected by the creature's supernatural ability to cause fear, Sarek could sense deep anxiety brewing in Telnor. "You must not fear. They feed on it." The sounds of demonic whispers changed to mocking laughter, as though Sarek's words had spurned derision in their attacker. Behind them, the creature scraped its claws against something metallic, creating a shrill sound that raked their nerves. Gripped with terror, Telnor tried to bolt, but the prelate held him back, anchoring the young Solaran to his side. "Stay here," the priest commanded. "But we have to run." "No, we fight. As long as it's occupied with us, it cannot feed on others. Have faith when it shows itself." "I have plans for it." The shadow remained concealed in the shroud of darkness. Again, an unsettling metallic noise assailed their senses. Sarek gripped Telnor firmly. "Patience," he whispered. The darkness pressed tightly against them. Everything went totally dark. Telnor felt claws slash his arms and face. Telnor was past the point of reason. Demonic whispers filled the Solaran's mind. The swirling darkness was opaque, making it hard to breathe. Totally blind and lost, he bolted in a random direction. Overcome by terror, Telnor screamed wildly. Sarek lost hold of the fear-stricken boatswain. Assuming a dramatic pose, the prelate positioned his hands as though he held an invisible bow. As Sarek channeled the divine will of his god, his words echoed with angelic power. "Radiant Thane, angel of light, cast forth your bow. Starfire, ignite!" A point of light formed in one hand. Holy fire crackled into existence from both ends of Sarek's outstretched fist. The priest's divine bow cast a bright glow, powerful enough to fill the entire room. Engaged, the creature hissed and lunged at Sarek. The High Prelate responded by launching a blazing arrow straight into the nether spawn. The formless creature shrieked in horror, as half its body was consumed by holy flame. The shadow then spun around the room so fast that Sarek could not get a second shot off. As it circled the room in fury, it raked the crystal columns over and over again, creating a deafening cacophony that nearly knocked the limp-legged priest off balance.
"The one in the cavern only took one shot to kill. I wonder if this one was stronger because it was just fed."
"Liara.
Liara! For you! Starfire, ignite! Liara!"
All at once, the creature's fit of rage came to an abrupt end. The room was now completely silent, filled with Starfire's divine glow. Still panting, the terrified boatswain could barely speak.
"What was that thing?"
he uttered, wiping beads of sweat from his brow.
Reluctant anti-hero.